Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends of CCNC.
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，早上好。
May the Spirit fill us this day with the peace of God.
愿圣灵把神的平安充满在我们心中。
May there be joy knowing that God is with us.
愿当我们知道神与我们同在的时候，我们就充满喜乐。
Indeed, Emmanuel.
确实是以马内利。
So a question to you, how many of you like surprises?
问大家一个问题，请问我们有谁喜欢这个惊讶呢？惊奇呢？
By a show of hands.
可以举起手来。
Okay.
好。
Well, it probably depends also on whether the surprise is a pleasant one or a nasty one.
大家喜欢。
Which is why I think there were indecisions.
看到大家比较犹豫不决，可能是因为就是说要看这个惊喜，是这个惊讶是一个让人快乐的呢，还是让人不悦的？
So how many of you like nasty surprises?
有谁喜欢那种很让人讨厌的那种惊奇呢？
Okay, I saw one hand.
我还看到一只手举起来哦。
Be prepared.
大家要做好准备。
How many of you like pleasant surprises?
有多少人是喜欢惊喜呢？
Okay, a lot more.
很多
手举起来了。How many of you just doesn't like surprises?
还有谁就是根本不喜欢任何惊讶惊奇
tend to want control in your life.
That's
the general trend when you don't like surprises. It's I need everything laid out for me.
不愿意惊奇的人呢，他喜欢有对自己的生命有完全的这种掌控。
Well, here's an example of a potentially nasty surprise.
这里呢，给大家一个可能是比较让人不悦的这么一个惊奇。
There is this popular weight loss show called The Biggest Loser.
有一个非常流行的这个减肥的一个节目，叫做《超级减肥王》。
So popular that is now into its 17th season.
这个节目是做得如此成功，它现在已经进入了第十七部。
So for those of you who don't know what it is,
对于那些不了解这个节目的人来说
，Generally it is contestants, both males and females, who are sadly very, very overweight.
这是一个一个比赛，就是在一群这种非常过于超重的人之间的比赛。
For whatever reasons in their lives, they gain a lot of weight.
不管是由于什么原因，这些人他那个非常肥胖。
And they're put through weeks of grueling training to emerge a healthier, lighter them.
这些参赛者呢，他加入一个长达几个星期之久的非常严格的训练，让他们可以。结束的时候呢，成为一个更为健康的体重失去很多的人。
And at the end, one male and one female contestant will emerge champions.
在这个结束的时候，一个男性和一个女性，他们失去了最多体重的最多百分比的体重，他们会成为这个得胜者。
And that's how you win by losing the most amount of percentage body weight at the end of the contest.
对，所以要想胜出的话呢，你就是要减更多的这个分量。
Well, halfway through the training,
在大概这个训练进行到一半的时候
，Now they know how much effort they've put in.
这些组织者知道他们已经花了很多的这个精力在上边。
They've been instructed in the mind to overcome the temptations.
他们已经建立了这么一个思维方式，想要胜过这些试探。
To test the resolution of the contestants.
为了检测他们的这个决心是不是坚定。
All of a sudden, they are brought into this room.
突然呢，他们被带到一个房间里。
And they are surprised with a huge spread of yummy food.
他们就很惊奇地发现，在这个房间里陈列着许多美味的食品。
Yummy food like cakes and donuts and pizza.
这个美味的食品呢，诸如蛋糕啊、面包甜圈啊，还有披萨啊。
So consider this.
所以大家想想这个情况。
If you were a contestant.
如果你是一个参赛者
And you really want to be a healthier, lighter you
你确确实实是想成为一个更为健康的体重减轻的人
Would you find this spread of unhealthy by luring food a welcome distraction, a welcome temptation?
你会觉得这个惊讶是一个让你觉得很舒服的很快乐的一个挑战吗
Consider this
大家思想这个
If someone knows that you are intentional in your pursuit of health and fitness,
如果一个人他知道你正在积极的减肥
Yet brings you to Krispy Kreme for breakfast
但是呢他把你带到这个面包甜圈的这个店去吃早餐
And then meet up with you in Waffle House for a midnight snack
或者呢他带你到另外一家快餐店去吃夜宵
because he or she really likes the food at Krispy Kreme and Waffle House.
是因为这个人他非常喜欢在这两家店吃饭。
Would you find this a gesture of love?
你会觉得他这个邀请是一个出于爱的一个行为吗？
Even if in the end you do hold your ground and respectfully decline both treats.
即使在最终呢，你是非常坚定你的立场，你很礼貌地拒绝了他的邀请。
So when it comes to food and the pursuit of health, there are potentially nasty surprises.
所以呢，在这个追求健康饮食上，会有一些让人很不快的这种惊奇。
Well, here's an example of a generally pleasant surprise.
下来呢，我要再给大家讲一个可能是比较快乐的一个惊喜。
Let's say the birthday of a brother in Christ is right about the corner.
比方说一个弟兄他的生日马上要到了。
And the family of God plans a surprise birthday celebration for him.
这个教会的大家庭呢，就为他举行了一个这个惊喜的生日聚会。
From cupcakes to note cards.
给他准备了蛋糕，给他准备了生日卡。
From changing the venue of short-term mission training into delaying the end of the training session.
他那个把这个短宣队的这个会场布置改变了，而且他故意把这个一个训练延迟。
Just so that the brother is surprised, even how he's supposed to be surprised is instructed. Go open those doors to a room that's usually open, but somehow for that day it's closed.
而且他怎么会得到这个惊奇呢？都有一个很详细的指示，就是说你不要去那个房，不要打开那扇门。一般你打开那扇门的话呢，你会发现里边是空的，但那天不是。
This is a true story. Thank you, English congregation, for throwing that surprise birthday party for me.
这是一个真实的故事。谢谢英文部为 Pastor Samuel 举行了这个惊喜生日 party.
It was a very pleasant surprise when I opened the door and I ran away because I all of a sudden I was like, there are people in there.
事实上，那天当他打开门的时候，发现忽然本来是空的房间有很多人，他都吓了一大跳。
I think there's a video somewhere out there.
可能有人还录了像。
But consider this.
但是请大家来思索这个问题。
How much effort will all the parties involved put in to make sure that no news get out to the star of this occasion?
大家想一想，所有参与准备这个惊喜 party 的人，他要花多大的这种意志力，才能够不把这个秘密泄露出去？
We may not even tell the general public because we want to keep this as a surprise as it can be.
不光是对他本人保密，而且对整个所有的这些会众都要保密。
Consider this.
请大家思索这个。
Will anyone go to the person and say, "So, this is how we're going to surprise you. Do you like it?"
如果有一个人跑去对 Pastor Samuel 说，你看，这是我们准备给你准备的惊喜聚会，你喜欢这样吗？
Are there any details that you'd like me to change so that you'll be more surprised?
有没有一些这个聚会的细节你希望改变，让这个聚会显得好像更让你惊讶？
So why the mention of these two types of surprises?
为什么要今天谈论这两种不同的惊奇呢？
On the one hand,
一方面，
our personal fashion,
我们个人的这种潮流，
like the spread of unhealthy but luring food can spring a nasty surprise on us all.
就好比那些美味的但是不健康的食品，它可以给我们带来一些不愉快的这种惊讶。
In particular,
特别是
immodesty and inappropriateness of what we put on ourselves for both the guys and the gals, this can spring a nasty temptation on anyone and everyone who is intent to lead a godly life.
这种不庄重不合宜的装饰会给弟兄姊妹们带来这种不悦的这样的惊讶。
On the other hand,
另一方面，
our personal fashion,
我们个人的这种品味时装，
like the carefully kept secret of a surprise birthday party,
就像一个很小心的不要泄密的这样一个惊喜生日 party,
can spring a very pleasant surprise on us all,
也可以呢是造成一个非常让人愉悦的这样的一个惊奇。
On the one hand, it tells us that we know our value in the eyes of God.
一方面呢，他告诉我们，我们知道在神眼中我们的价值。
We know that we're loving one another by the way that we dress.
我们也知道，当我们选择慎重穿衣的时候，我们也表现出对弟兄姊妹的爱。
And in particular,
尤其是
when we reveal only the precious and sacred parts of ourselves to only our spouses of life.
当我们选择只对我们的配偶，赤露敞开的时候。
And this applies for both brothers and sisters.
这个就是对弟兄对姊妹同样适用的。
Then there is this celebration of the God ordained intimacy like no other parties on earth.
这就可以给这个夫妻一个来自于神的那种非常美好的亲密。
So if the fact of a personal fashion becomes a nasty surprise,
就是说当我们这个 不慎重招装给别人带来一些很不悦的这样的惊讶的时候
Then like the spread of unhealthy and luring food for the contestants and the biggest loser
就好比是那个超级减肥王里边那些这些很美味但是很不健康的食品一样
Immodesty and inappropriateness will make the biggest losers of us all
这些不庄重 不合宜的装束会让我们每个人都失败
Both the ones who are intentionally or unintentionally tempting
不管是那些有意或者无意会引诱别人的人
and for those who are driven into temptation and furthermore into sin
还是对那些被引诱甚至会被这些引诱而导致犯罪的人
but if our personal fashion is like the surprise party
但是如果我们的这个穿着打扮就像那个惊喜生日聚会一样
then is the best kept secret
那就是一个最美好的保存起来的秘密
and the recipients of suchA gift of honor and love will be deeply blessed.
而这些接受者就会得到神的最大的祝福。
So this morning,
所以今天早上
I have been tasked to address the issue of modesty and appropriateness of the way that we dress, not just on Sunday, but every day.
所以我今天早上的任务呢，就是要讲什么是庄重合宜的装束。不仅仅是对于主日适用，对于其实我们日常生活的每一天都是适用的。
Because immodesty and inappropriateness of our wardrobe has been observed in both congregations.
因为我们衣柜里边那些暴露的不合宜的衣服，不仅仅是姊妹的情况，不仅发生在姊妹的身上，也发生在弟兄身上。
And in yes, in both genders and in both congregations.
无论是两个性别，而且这个不论是中文堂还是英文堂。
So this is not just a young people problem.
所以这不仅仅是一个年轻人的问题。
This is we are a family of God challenge.
这是说我们作为神的大家庭，我们共同面对的一个挑战。
And this observation of immodesty and inappropriateness is not only on Sundays, but in our daily lives.
就是这种不庄重不合宜的装束不仅仅是在主日发生在我们的日常生活中也时常所见
We can thank social media for that
我们可以感谢这些社交媒体
So this morning it is another appeal to our hearts to take seriously the issue of modesty and appropriateness
所以今天早上呢我也呼吁大家真的是把这个慎重着装呢当做一件很重要的事来看待
In fact it's not just about personal fashion choices
这个不仅仅是关于具体每一个人的你这种选择时装。
Modesty and appropriateness is about the character that we now have in Christ.
我们作为属于神的人，我们应该有这种庄重的这种品行。
And how modest and appropriate we dress is in fact a reflection or an expression of that character.
我们如何选择我们的着装，其实就反映了我们在神里边的这种个性。
So this is not just a matter of personal preferences and choices.
这不仅仅是关于一个个人的选择。
But this is a matter of our faith and love for God.
这更是关于我们的信仰，关于我们对神的爱。
How we dress are of spiritual value and consequence.
我们如何穿着打扮，其实是有这种属灵的意义和后果的。
So I'm under no illusion to think that all will be made well over one sermon.
所以我也没有幻想就说好我今天讲一次到大家就会穿得很合宜了
Nor this whole spectrum of the complexities of fashion and the issues that comes with it can be addressed over one sermon Impossible
而且也是不可能的就是说把所有关于穿着方面的问题今天这一个讲座就全部解决
Who knows if in your mind you're already racing with all these different questions of what about this, what about that, what about this, what about that
也许大家心里已经在这里征战，就说这个能穿吗？那个能穿吗？在想这些问题。
I ask you to, for now, hold the horses and calm down.
我希望现在大家停下来，我们来很冷静的、客观的来想。
And we, I'm happy. I think the leaders are also happy to have one-to-one discussions, but further beyond the sermon.
就是除了今天的讲座之外，我想我自己还有我们教会的领袖。都很高兴和大家进行一对一的谈话。
But this I do believe.
但是我确信以下。
I am under strong conviction that if we hear God's word and we do not harden our hearts against it.
我确信，如果我们愿意听神的话，而且我们不坚硬我们的心
，and that if we submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit，
而且我们愿意降服在圣灵的引导之下
，there is not even the need for this one sermon。
我们根本其实不需要讲这个题目的。
There's no need for this one sermon for us to start to live in a manner worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ。
我们如果真的做到前面那点的话呢，我们就自然会穿着出一个配得我们耶稣基督跟随者的身份的这样的。
It very well includes the way that we dress。
就是
包括了我们，
包括我们如何穿衣。
And moreover, I want to appeal to you on the authority of God's truth and the power of the gospel of Christ.
在这里呢，我也作为神的仆人来来要求大家。
Ultimately, this is our pursuit.
就是说，最终呢，这是我们的追求。
To make Jesus Christ our dress code.
让耶稣基督成为我们的穿衣标准。
Have Jesus Christ be our dress code.
让耶稣基督做我们的穿衣的标准。
As a Christian, we do not ask what is our dress code, but who is our dress code.
作为基督徒，我们不是问说什么是我们的穿衣标准，而是说谁是我们的穿衣的标准。
Let us read this passage from Ephesians.
让我们一起来读以弗所书的这一段经文。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文读。
One, two, three. To be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self.Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
This is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 to 24.
这是以弗所说四章二十三到二十四节。
And here in Romans chapter 13.
这里在罗马书十三章十四节。
One, two, three. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
So if we think that the Bible has very little to say about our fashion,
当我们想到好像圣经里边对于如何穿着打扮没有太多的教导，
we need to think again.
我们需要其实看看这两段经文。
Starting from Genesis all the way into Revelation, God mentions about clothing and importance, its spiritual importance all the way through.
从创世纪到启示录，其实神一直在教导我们如何穿衣。
Such are the new ways to steward all the external fabrics that cover us.
这也是我们管理我们的衣服的应有的一个心态。
What we've read are just some of the tips, the top fashion tips for every Christian.
我们刚刚读的两节其实是对于我们所有基督徒穿衣打扮的一个最高级的一个建议。
Truly, our absolute ultimate Bible on fashion is the Bible.
确实就是说我们真正的穿衣打扮的这种准则是来自于圣经的。
Not Vogue.
不是那种时尚杂志
Not GQ
也不是什么 GQ
GQ Gentleman Quarterly、That's for the brothers Vogue's generally for the sisters
那个时装杂志是给女性的 给姊妹们的还有一个什么绅士的一个穿衣是给弟兄的
Modesty and appropriateness is not fundamentally about the external fabric
就是说穿衣这种庄重合宜呢并不是关于你穿什么衣料或者衣服
It is related but is not ultimately about that
确实是有相关性但是呢终极的来说和那个穿的衣服没有太大关系
Modesty and appropriateness first has to do with our internal character
这个庄重合宜的穿着最重要的是和我们的内在的性格品行来联系着
Modesty and appropriateness is not first and foremost about a makeover in our wardrobe
这个如何做到庄重合宜的穿衣呢并不是说你要好好的改造你的衣橱里的衣服
It is important but not first priority
确实、
yet.
就确实你整理你的衣服很重要，但那个不是最重要的。
It is about the transformation of our soul in Jesus Christ.
它其实更多的是关于我们的我们在耶稣基督里我们的心意的更新。
So let us together ask who is our dress code.
所以让我们来都问这个问题，谁是我们的这个穿衣的标准
？And may the answer be.
希望这个答案是。
Jesus Christ is the dress code of every Christian.
就是耶稣基督是每一个基督徒的衣着标准。
In fact, we would say that Jesus Christ himself is the dress that Christians put on every single day.
事实上，耶稣基督就是每一个基督徒说每天应该穿上的那个衣服。
As Paul has reminded us, as he reminded the Christians of Rome.
正如保罗提醒罗马的信徒，他也提醒今天的我们。
So let us read this together.
让我们一起来读这段话。
First in English, then in Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文。
Jesus Christ is the dress code of every Christian.
耶稣基督就是每个基督徒的衣着标准。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dearest Abba,
亲爱的阿巴父，
This is not an easy issue.
这不是一个容易的问题。
We know that it is an explosive issue in churches all around.
我们知道在很多教会里都有这个像是爆炸性的这样的问题。
Because we do treasure what we wear.
因为我们确实珍惜我们穿的东西。
We do invest into what we wear.
我们也在这个穿着上花很多钱。
But we thank you that your love is ever so detailed.
但是我们谢谢你，你的爱是这样的，在细节上也解释清楚。
And your word is ever so transforming.
而你的话语是这样改变人心。
That even on this seemingly easy task of putting on clothes,
即使在这个好像看起来很简单的穿衣的问题上，
you give us counsel.
你也给我们指导。
So that we are not dressing in the dark, but dressing in the light.
所以我们穿衣不是在黑暗中，而是在光明里。
We thank you for infusing such glorious importance into this seemingly common act of putting on clothes.
我们也谢谢你把这个很深奥的这些属灵的这些教导放在这么一个简单的穿衣的问题上。
May it be that we will clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们每个人都能够披戴主耶稣基督。
Rather than think about how to gratify the desires of our flesh.
与其说是我们要穿衣是来满足我们的肉体。
May your name be greatly praised.
我们更愿意让我们的穿衣能够使你的名得到荣耀。
By the way we choose to clothe ourselves.
通过我们来选择合宜的庄重的衣服。
May your spirit teach us to display our love for you.And your household through the clothing that cover us.
愿你的灵教导我们，借着我们如何穿着打扮，让我们把我们对神的爱，对神的大家庭的爱表现出来。
We pray and ask this by the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样祷告，祈求是借着主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So all of us have one common struggle.
其实我们所有的人都面临一个同样的挑战。
Well, through my various interactions with my female family members or friends,
通过我和我的女性的家人或者朋友相处中，
I got to know a little more about the struggles of well, some women face when it comes to style, fashion, and trends.
我就对这些女性朋友所面临的这种难题，就比方说时尚啊，这种潮流啊，我稍微有一些了解。
Well, first, socially, there are all these posters and magazine covers and models, celebrities, tastemakers, photo editors.
首先，在这个社交媒体上，你看到有所有的这些展示，有这种就是把你最美好的那个样子表现出来。
And also, there are our very beautiful, beautiful friends that somehow God has willingly placed around us.
同时呢，神也在我们身边安放了一些真的是非常非常美丽的人。
And they're.Some of my female friends will ask, "Why, God, why?"
所以很多女性朋友就会说，为什么给她那样的美
？And then there are all these choices galore.
而且呢，也有很多很多的不同的选择。
Perhaps this is a very extreme case, but it's a very memorable conversation I had with a friend.
我要接下来举的例子可能是有点好像非常过激，但是呢，却是让我印象深刻的这么一个谈话。
So she said, "Should I buy this lipstick?"
这个女性的朋友说，我应该买这支口红吗
？Is that sure?
我说好啊。
But
她说，但是
，If I buy this color, I don't know if I have a dress to match.
如果我买了这支颜色的口红，我不知道我有没有一个合适的衣服可以和它相配。
I said, okay.
我就说，哦，是这样吗
？And so she said, so I would need a new dress.
她就说，哦，这样的话，我就得再买一件新衣服。
But
但是
，I may need a new clutch to go with the dress.
买了那个新衣服，我就买个包包来和它相配。
And I said, "What?"
我就说什么
？And shoes, Sam, shoes. Yeah, it's not so easy being a woman.
然后他就说 ，Sam 啊，别忘了还有鞋子。哎呀，做一个女人真是不容易。
So, now I understand the department store.
所以呢，我就明白了为什么要有这么多分类详细的这种百货商场。
And then there are all our personal desires, our standards, our insecurity, our vanity.
然后呢，就还有我们所面临的我们的虚荣，我们的这种对时尚的追求。
And if the guys are sitting there thinking, yeah, this is just a female thing.
如果弟兄们在那儿想哈，这只不过是姐妹们面临的挑战。
Think again.
大错特错。
Probably you're still not yet awakened from your sense of vanity.
可能你还太年轻，还没有想到要追求自己的那种自我。
And you can check.
你可以去检测一下。
Even for the guys who say I don't really care about what I dress myself with.
即使对那些弟兄说，说我根本不关心我穿什么衣服，我对他的回答是。
They're usually very stubborn in the way that they dress.
其实这些人呢，他们如何装饰，他是非常固执的。
They have very strong opinions on what they like to dress. They may not be the most trendy.But they have very strong opinions on what should go in or not go into their wardrobe.
对于这些人来说，他们好像是不太追求潮流，但他其实对他穿什么不穿什么，他有非常强烈的主张。
And really, sisters.
而且姊妹们。
We brothers, we want to be at least presentable in the important moments.
所有的姊妹们，我们弟兄其实也很。在意就是说在那些重要的场合我们要至少是看起来体面的
If not attractive
哪怕是不吸引人不很有魅力
Just think prom
大家就想想高中生的那个毕业舞会
And the elaborate industry of tuxedos that spurns from it And the frantic search for the right outfit to match the lady friend's dress
所有的弟兄们其实也花很大的精力 去租那个燕尾服啊去搞一些细节和这个姊妹的这种衣服来相配。
And if you say I really didn't care,
如果你说我真的是不在乎穿着
，maybe you didn't pay your female friend that much respect as you should have.
那么可能你对你自己的女性朋友没有给予足够的尊重。
And then in the whole world of male vanity.
在这个男性虚荣的世界里
，there is first the rise of the metrosexuals.都市美男
啊，首先有个杂志叫《都市美男》。
So just think David Beckham.
大家看那个大卫贝克汉。
After the rise of metrosexuals came a whole group, just various groups of different beautiful men.
就是在这种都市美男之后，又出现了各种各样不同类型的这样的男性代表。
There are the hipsters.
有那种潮人。
There are the spornosexuals.
有那种就是肌肉型的那种体育健将。
And then there are the lumber sexuals.
还有那种粗犷型的，这种西部牛仔型的人。
These are just some of the trends that you will see. And if you go to South Point, maybe it's dying off, but you see guys with plaid shirts, very trim beard, dark frame glasses. That's your lumber sexual.
就是说，对于这种粗犷型的人，如果你现在去 South Point 就去茂里去看的话，可能还会看到那种穿着格子的衬衫。有留着络腮的胡子，还是戴着厚厚的眼镜儿。
If you think this is just a small group of people,
如果你认为这只是很少的一部分人
，think again，
也错了。
Because the fashion and skincare industry and even plastic surgery have taken notice.
就是针对于男性的那些护肤品、美容品，还有一些什么美容手术，其实也越来越火起来。
There are more and more men going under the knife.
有越来越多的人越来越多的男性愿意接受美容手术。
And one of my friends lamented this.
What?
I have a friend who lamented this a particular situation.
有一个我的朋友呢，他就针对这个情况，他发出哀叹。
He said it's not fair.
他说不公平啊。
The women have so many clothes and so many choices.
他说女性有那么多的衣服，那么多的选择。
And us guys only have a handful of things to choose from.
而我们男性呢，只有那么少数几样可以选。
And this might not just be the heart cry of one guy.
恐怕这个不是唯一的一个男性朋友会说出这样的话来。
I have a conversation between two architecture classmates.
我曾经和两个这个学建筑的朋友谈话。
You need to switch up your style, man.
听到一个人说，哎，你要把你的这个品味提高啊。
The other person said, Nah, I'm very particular about what I wear.
另外一个人说不，他说我对我穿什么其实是很在意的。
The other person shot back, yeah, I can see that.
另外一个人说是啊，我已经看出来了。
It describes this tension within the male psyche on when it comes to dressing up.
所以这个也就是描述了其实很多男性是非常在意自己穿什么的。
I may not be trendy but I care.
就是我不一定是跟着潮流，但是我是花了很多心思。
I will care and I'm also trendy.
我这么在意这个，所以我自己就是代表一种潮流。
And as a sisters you come across a guy who doesn't care and is not trendy.
如果姊妹们碰到一个男的，他又没有跟着潮流走，他又没有 care， 他又没有在意他穿什么的话。
It is your wonderful opportunity to go in and say, "Let's go shopping."
所以这是对你来说是最好的机会，你对他说，哎，我们一块去买东西吧。
Because he's willing to put on what you want him to put on.
因为他会愿意穿任何一件你想让他穿的东西。
And he will go through such a startling transformation.
你会看到他有一个非常华丽的转变。
So no, vanity is not the sole struggle for women.
这个虚荣呢，不仅仅是女性所面对的一个征战。
To be attractive, to be secure in our looks is one common struggle for humanity.
就是我们希望自己是非常有吸引力的，其实是对于所有的人，都面临了同样的挑战。
In the quintessential style movie, The Devil Wears Prada.
有一个非常典型的时装片叫做《时尚女魔头》。
There is a quote on why fashion is more of a personal matter than ever before.
他在里边有一段对话呢，就讲述了为什么时尚在今天的时代是特别的受到重视。
And therefore, why fashion is now such a sensitive and easily offensive matter than ever before.
他也解释了为什么这个时尚是一个非常容易得罪人、一个非常敏感的话题。
So one of the friends asked, "Why do women need so many bags?"
就是有一个人问说，为什么女人需要那么多包包啊
？So the female friend said, "Shut up."
这个女朋友说，闭嘴。
The guy friend said, "You have one. You put all your junk in it, and that's it. You're done."
这个男性就说
not very respectful.
就说你拿个包包把你的所有的乱七八糟塞进去，不就结束了吗？
And then another male friend stepped in and said this.
然后另外一个男朋友也插进来说
"Fashion is not about utility."
就说时尚不是关于用处的。
An accessory is merely a piece of iconography used to express individual identity.
就是你的这些配件其实是一个标志你身份品位的那么一个标志物。
Nailing it right on the head. 正中
靶心。
正中要害呀、正中要害。Well, fashion is about who I am.
这个时尚就是关于我是谁。
There was a period in time of history when fashion is about who we are.
在历史上曾经有一个阶段，就是这个时尚呢，就是表现出来我们是什么样的人。
As a particular age, as a particular nation.
在特定的年代，特定的国家。
And we still see a little bit of that with the opening of the Olympics.
我们现在也从这个奥运会的召开呢，也体验到这一点。
But very interestingly, now fashion is mostly about who I am, if not all about who I am.
在当今的时代呢，这个时尚就尤其体现在我们通过它来展示我们的品味、我们的个性。
Fashion is no longer about utility.
这个时尚再也不是关于这个如何穿着舒适或者有用了。
It is for individual identity.
它是来表现、彰显个人的品质、品味。
The branding of the Spice Girls is so well done.
就是那个辣妹组合，它的那个包装是如此的。
Because each and every member is distinctly dressed to define the respective identities.
因为他那个里边的每一个成员呢，他都是穿着的都是完全的淋漓尽致的彰显了他的个性。
Baby Spice looks cute.
辣妹也许看起来非常的可爱。
One of them looks cute. Another looks really elegant.
一个呢是看上去很可爱，天真可爱；另外一个呢看上去就非常高雅。
Because fashion is about who I am.
是因为这个时尚呢彰显了他们的个性。
You touch my wardrobe, you touch me.
如果你碰我的衣橱的话呢，你就等于碰了我。
This is a script that is beneath our fashion.
这其实就是在我们的时尚之下的一个这种。
We don't openly talk about it.
我们并不是公开的来讨论这个。
But you touch my wardrobe, you touch me.
但是当你批评我穿什么的时候，你等于在批评我这个。
My wardrobe is who I am.
我的穿着就是我个性的体现。
What is important to me?
是对我来说很重要的东西。
What is pleasurable to me?
对我来说是很喜悦的。
What brings me happiness?
什么给我带来快乐？
It can be cuteness, it can be comfort.
这个穿着可能是关于可爱，也可能是关于这个舒适。
It can be design, it can be texture.
可能是关于这个设计，也可能是关于这个衣料的面料。
It is me.
但是不管怎么样，它都是我的一个表现。
So the next time you wonder why we and others we are so quick to take offense and protect our fashion choices when criticized.
所以呢，当一个人的穿着受到批评的时候呢，他很快的、很激烈的就要做出反应。
Or if we wonder why we can't help but glow or celebrate or feel really cool when our fashion choices are praised.
当有人来称赞我们的穿着的时候呢，我们就会非常的高兴，沾沾自喜。
Look no further than this.
其实这个就是大家只要看这一个层面就够了。
My fashion is me, well at least part of me.
就是我的时尚就代表了我，至少代表了部分的我。
Indeed, fashion is informative about who we are.
确实，这个你的穿着品味呢是。反映了你是什么样的人。
What we are willing or unwilling to give up.
也反映了我们是否愿意还是不情愿的来放弃。
It's informative about us as individuals as well as people.
它把我们的独自的个性，也把我们作为一个人的这个层面表达出来。
God knows that.
神知道这个。
The Bible tells us that.
圣经也告诉我们这一点。
In fact, God began the history of fashion in humanity.
事实上，神呢是这个人类历史上的第一位时装设计师。
But not for us for self-expression.
但是不是为了让我们来表达自我。
In fact, it's to remind us that we are both in need of His redemption and that we are redeemed and consecrated by Him alone.
而是通过这个衣服呢，神让我们知道我们需要救赎，而神是我们唯一的救赎。
Such is the meaning of covering of the cladding over us.
这就是神通过这个给亚当夏娃穿衣来表达了这样的传递了这样的信息。
So there are two forms of covering at least that we see in the Bible.
所以在圣经中呢，我们至少可以看到两种不同形式的遮盖。
And it is a gift.
这是一个神给我们的礼物。
It is a gift from our good God.
是良善的神给我们的礼物。
It is a gift of covering given to humanity who wants to speak to us two loving truths.
也是神因着爱所送给我们的。
For one, humanity did gravely sin against God and is therefore in grave need for His redemption from the guilt and shame that ensued from sin.
因为人犯了罪，所以他们迫切的需要这种神的遮盖，来掩饰他们的这种惭愧，这种羞耻。
That is the first truth.
这是第一层的真理。
That we have gravely sinned against Him and we need His redemption from our guilt and shame that came from sin.
因为我们犯了罪，所以我们有羞耻，我们需要这个神的遮盖。
Then there is the second truth.
还有第二层的真理。
That humanity is so deeply loved by God who is willing to redeem the world.
就是神是如此的爱人类，他很情愿的来救赎我们。
Even when the world is rebellious and prideful against her Creator and Lord, God is stepping into the world to redeem.
即使这个人类是如此的败坏，他犯罪，但是呢，神还是这样的爱他，来遮盖他。
These two truths are in stark contrast to the worldly understanding of what fashion is.
这两个真理呢，和我们世俗的这种时尚的观念是如此的不同。
And these days we see that fashion is bringing us even further away from God than we've ever been.
我们发现这个时尚其实是使我们远离神的。
I'm using an exaggeration here, but I really do hope that this is not the truth yet.
也许我说的有点夸张，但是我实实在在的希望这个不是真实发生的事。
And in the book of Isaiah, it does tell us that the way that the nation dresses is an indication of how intimate they are with their God.
在以赛亚书中，先知就描述了人们如何穿着，其实反映了他们与神的关系是近还是远。
In Isaiah chapter 3,
在以赛亚书第三章
，Isaiah spoke out against the daughters, the women of Zion.
以赛亚就说了这些西安的女子。
That they are so proud in their dressing, it shows their pride against their God.
他们是如此的在这个服饰上用心，其实反映了他们的这种骄傲。
There are these different vanities and pride and insecurities and arrogance in the way that they have now dressed themselves with.
他们的装饰的其实就反映了他们的虚荣，他们的这种骄傲，他们这个对神的叛背逆。
This is not just a women thing. I want to be very sure. I want to be very clear on this.
我想很清楚地说明，这个不仅仅是反映在女性的身上。
And why Isaiah bringing it out is because it starts such a distinct, clear example of how far the entire nation has stepped away from God.
以赛亚是用此来作为一个例子，来表现以色列民族是如何的远离了、背弃了神。
So in my long journey in terms of style, I was in architecture, which gave me a lot of reasons to be trendy.
我学的是建筑，所以呢，我是很对这个时尚也是上心的。但是在我整个这个追求时尚的漫长旅程中，
God continues to remind me that you're sinning.
神不断地在提醒我，你是在犯罪。
To be trendy is not a sin.
走在时尚中本身并不是罪。
To be properly dressed is not a sin.
穿着得体不是罪。
Solomon was grandly clad.
那个所罗门王他其实是穿戴的非常华丽的。
David is a good looking young man.
那个大卫王也是一个非常英俊的小伙子。
So these are not sins.
这些并不是罪。
But what's the heart?
罪呢其实是在我们的心里。
Because ultimately the credit that was given to David is not that he was a handsome young man who was dressed very well.
因为最终神喜爱大卫不是因为他非常英俊，不是因为他穿着荣美。
But he has the heart for God.
而是因为他有一颗爱神的心。
And so, it's a long journey, but there is increasing understanding that when we use fashion as a medium of self-expression, we're really teeter-tottering with temptation and sin.
而是说，就是在我们追求时尚的过程中，如果我们把心思意念就放在如何美、如何来彰显自己的时候。其实就是在远离神，是在自己的骄傲上着眼。
If we use fashion as a way of enticement, of sensuality, of attracting people to ourselves, that is a sin.
如果我们穿着打扮是为了诱惑别人、挑逗别人、让别人来被自己吸引的话，这就是罪。
If you go to Gap today,
如果你去
like today.
如果今天我们去 Gap 这个商店
They now have posters that says hashtag do you
那他们有个广告语叫做
做你自己
哦， oh, 做你自己
Fashion is all about you
时尚都是关于自己
And if you go to Victoria's Secret or the Abercrombie and Fitch of the former days
如果你去这个比方说维多利亚的秘密啊这一类的内衣品牌店
It's amazing how you can sell style without wearing anything
就是很让人惊奇的就是说就穿那么一点点其实也可以很时尚
Is Abercrombie and Fitch really good in their quality? It's pretty good
他说的这个店是不是质量很好呢确实是
But people buy into the brand that when I put on an A&F t-shirt I am sexy
但是人们的买它的这个潜意识是说，当我穿上这样的一个 T 恤，有这两个这个店的标志的时候呢，是说明我很性感。
Dear brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Fashion is a serious spiritual matter。
这个时尚呢，其实是一系列的这种属灵的征战。
Because God has given us spiritual truths about our covering。
因为神已经关于我们的穿戴已经给了我们终极的真理。
And one which the more we consider solemnly。
我们越多的越认真地思索这个问题
The more it will lead us to a proper understanding of who we were and who we are
神也就会越来越揭示给我们看我们过去是什么样的今天是什么样的
Which wonderfully leads us to know who is God and what he has so graciously done for us
也会使我们认知就是神是怎样一个良善的神他为我们成就了什么
The spiritual significance of our coverings therefore are these two
所以说呢这种属灵的这样的遮盖有这么两种形式
In Genesis 3 we see that we are in need of his redemption
在创世纪三章二十一节我们看到我们需要神的救赎
In Exodus chapter 28-29 we see that we are redeemed and consecrated by God alone
我们在出埃及记二十八二十九章我们看到我们是被神自己救赎了的，而且我们可以成圣。
In Genesis, it tells us that the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
在创世纪三章二十一节说到，神用皮子为亚当和夏娃做的衣服。
Because by then sin has entered into the world, guilt and shame has entered into the world. And we're told that Adam and Eve are very ashamed, they need to cover themselves, and it was a very futile attempt with big leaves.
我们读到这个亚当和夏娃他们犯罪以后非常的羞耻他们感觉到有遮盖的必要所以他们用这个无花果的叶子为自己做裙子
Indeed, their eyes were opened when they ate of the fruit.
当他们吃了那个禁果的时候他们的眼睛开了
But it wasn't in terms of good and evil as God sees it.
但是呢他们不是说用神的眼光来看善和恶
But it became so warped.
他们这个观念是非常扭曲了
In the sense that they are now ashamed of their nakedness.
扭曲到一个地步，他们对自己的身体感到羞耻。
What does that mean?
这说明什么呢？
Is nakedness bad?
赤身露体是一个很坏的事吗？
The nakedness became such a shameful thing because they were now ashamed of who they are and who the other person is.
他们是因为犯罪，所以他们开始羞耻自己是羞耻，对于自己是什么样的人，对于对方是什么样的人，他们而感到羞耻。
Oh, I wish I was a little taller.
有的人会说，哦，我希望我更高一点。
Oh, I wish my cheekbones were a little higher.
有的人说，哦，我希望我的颧骨更高一点。
Why, God, why?
神啊，为什么造成我这个样子？
Oh, these arms, they could be bigger.
哦，我的这个胳膊的肌肉应该更大一些。
Vanity, discontentment, ill treatment, everything came right in.
这个虚荣不满，所有的这些不好的情绪都出来了。And
they thought that by a little loin covering, they'll be okay.
他们就会想，哦，告，就是他们就会说，哦，我们这样遮盖一下会好一些。But
God comes in and tells us that it is a whole person issue when sin enters.
但是神进来对他们说，不是遮盖一点可以解决的，而是整个人要改变。Because
the garment of skin is translated. It means a tunic that is from head to toe.
因为神给这个亚当夏娃做的这个衣服，其实就从字面上讲，应该是从头到尾是一个长袍一样的。
It tells us that we will be ashamed of everything from our hair to our toes, and it is true even today.
也就是告诉我们，其实我们感到羞耻的不是裸露的某一个部分，而是说从头到脚我们都感到羞耻。
Don't like the style of my hair.
我们不喜欢这样的发型。
Oh, my feet are a little too dry.
哦，我的脚很干。
All of that still comes into play.
所有的这些都开始发挥作用。
Our discontentment with our physical is only a reflection of our discontentment within.
我们对自己外表的不满，其实是反映了我们内心的一个不满。
And God says to cover you up so that you can regain a sense of your identity, it needs to happen from head to toe.
所以神就说你们需要的一个是全新的一个自我
Not only that, a sacrifice needs to be made
而且呢为了达到这一点一个牺牲一个要发生
Because these are garments of skin
因为这些神给亚当夏娃做的是一个皮子做的衣服
We don't know what skin
我们不知道是哪个动物
But we do know animals had to die
但是我们确实知道一个动物必须要死才能够
The sacrifice has begun so that sin can be covered
就是说必须是有一个死亡然后他的这个罪才可以得到遮盖
So the first covering this first coming about of fashion came from the hands of God
所以最早的服装最早的这种潮流是神的手造的
The aim is for restoration
他的这个目的是要重建
The aim is for protection
是为了保护
The aim is for redemption
是为了救赎
Then we are also told in Exodus chapter 28 to 29 that this is how God now transforms this tunic into something that is so royal.
在出埃及记28、29章，神也展示了如何使这个大祭司有一个全然的这种转变。
God inspired the author of Exodus to tell us by two full chapters of how important it is for us not only to be clad, but also to be consecrated.
神用了28、29，就是这个写神感动这个作者呢，用了两章的这么篇幅来描述大祭司的穿着。
Exodus 28 tells us the need for modesty and appropriateness.
这个第28章呢，是展示的大祭司应该如何庄重的、荣美的来穿着。
For any of when any one of us who think that we can be sloppy,
对于我们这些认为我们穿的可以很邋里邋遢。
Exodus chapter 28 is a good place to read.
建议大家读一读出埃及记28章。
Within Exodus chapter 28, we read of this beautifully, creatively, meaningfully crafted outer garment for the priests.
我们在这个二十八章呢，看到是为大祭司做的是如此的荣美的，如此有细节，如此富丽堂皇的这么一个装饰。
It tells us that God does see the external presentation as important.
也就说明神对于这个外表的这种模样还也是重视的。
But,
但是,
this is only the beginning or the start of making a priestly order.
但是呢，这仅仅是一个对于外表的重视，仅仅是开始而已。
Because truly he looks into the heart.
因为神是看我们的内心。
The outer is always the reflection of the glorious inside.
这个外表仅仅是反映你内心的这种状态。
And that way both the outside and the inside are in sync and is not hypocritical.
只有这个外在和内在这种统一起来，才不是一个假冒伪善的人。
Chapter 20, Exodus 28 makes sense because there is Exodus chapter 29.
就是，出埃及记二十八章之所以成立，是因为有二十九章。
Chapter Exodus 28 is established because Exodus 29 has to happen.
这个二十八章仅仅是一个预备，使得二十九章可以。
It shows that the whole person, including the high priest himself, has to be cleansed and atoned for their sins.
在二十九章，他描述了大祭司，他必须全身被那个膏。
Only then will Aaron and his sons be acceptable before God to serve as priests.
只有经过这个被膏之后，亚伦和他的儿子才可以作为神的大祭司。
So rams are sacrificed.
所以一只公羊被杀了。
But at the same time, Exodus 29 verses 19 to 21 tells us this.
同时呢，在这个出埃及记二十九章二十一到二十六节告诉我们。
I'm going to just read part of it.
我只会读一部分。
And take some blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments and on his sons and their garments. Then he and his sons and their garments.Will be consecrated.
就是你要把那个你要取点膏油和坛上的血，弹在亚伦和他的衣服上，并他儿子和他儿子的衣服上，他们和他们的衣服就一同成圣。
If you think about it,
如果大家思想这个
，If we have a very beautiful new clothes on,
如果你穿了一件非常漂亮的新衣服
，And you're supposed to sprinkle blood on it.
你愿意把血弹在上面吗？
And you know how difficult it is to wash off blood?
你知道把一个血迹洗干净是多么难吗？
Perhaps if we're going just how much we treasure the garment, we go, no.
如果你这么爱惜这件衣服，你会说，哎呀，不要这样做。
But the significance here is,
但是这个重点在这里是，
it is not about the beautiful clothes.
不是关于这个衣服的美丽。
Indeed, that cleanses you.
确实那个是在遮盖你。
But it is the blood-stained garment that will bring us, make us acceptable before God as His priests.
但是更重要的是这个血来洁净你，使你在神面前站立得住。
Acceptance is not from the outward beauty of the garments.
神的接纳不是来源于它外表的美丽。
So if you were sloppy before and you all of a sudden now put on your tux but you have no heart for God and you come in and think I'll be fine before God, think again.
所以说如果你以前是穿得很邋里邋遢的，现在穿上一个很正式的西装跑到教会来就觉得我现在可以被神接纳了，这是不对的。
It's the same thing for me. If I come here today and I think, well, I'm okay, I'm reasonably dressed and I'll be accepted before God, think again, Samuel.
如果我仅仅想我今天穿的还算体面，我来到这里神就接纳我，我需要仔细思想。
Because God tells us that acceptance comes only from the cleansing and the staining by the blood of the ram.
因为神告诉我们是因着被膏，因着这个救赎，我们才可以被神接纳。
Yes, even the garments as grand as beautiful as the priestly tunics.
即使这个大祭司的外袍是如此的华美。
When we put on clothes, therefore.
我们穿上衣服
It is not merely a matter of our personal preference.
它不仅仅是关于我们个人的一个选择
It's not about aesthetics or comfort.
也不是关于这个舒服这些原因
It is a devotional worshipful event that calls us into remembrance of our identity when we are separated away from God or when we are together with God.
它其实更多的是反映我们和神的一个关系，我们是和神联合，还是我们离神越来越远。
Just as when we breathe,
就好比我们呼吸的时候。
It is a reminder for us to give thanks to God who gave us the breath of life and made us living beings.
它提醒我们是神给了我们生命气息。
That is in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
这是在创世纪
二章七节。So it is when we put on clothes.
同样的，当我们穿衣服的时候
，is a reminder for us to give thanks to God who gave us the covering of the righteousness of Christ.
当我们穿衣服的时候，神也借此来提醒我们，我们是要披戴主耶稣，是源于神的爱。
So that we can again be accepted in His presence.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就又可以回到神的面前。
So that we can perform the ministry of reconciliation.
所以我们就可以传福音，使人与神和好。
This is in 2 Corinthians or Colossians.Or even in Psalms.
这是在哥罗西书、哥林多书，还有在诗歌里边都有。
Though we know as we put on clothes that we have sinned against God, this is the reason why we need clothes.
当我们穿衣服的时候，我们会被提醒，就是说我们因为有罪，所以我们需要披戴。
But at the same time, we rejoice.
同时呢，我们也欢欣快乐。
Knowing that it is by the cladding of Jesus Christ that we are now in the blessing of being in God's household.
也是因着主耶稣的宝血，我们得以披戴他，我们可以进入到神的家中。
John rejoices.
约翰很快乐。
Saying in 1 John chapter 3 verse 1.
他在约翰一书三章二十一节说，
三章一节。See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
你看父神赐给我们怎样的何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
This is the beauty of our fashion.
这是我们这个潮流的这种最美的地方。
And so, is it any wonder?
所以有没有人在奇怪
？If we look at a society,
当我们看这个社会
，and we say that it is stepping further and further away from God.
当我们看到这个社会越来越远离神的时候
，and it's pushing hard on not body shaming.
Body shaming.
让人对自己的身体感到羞耻，也就是说不以为耻。
就是我们的这个社会媒体是让我们就是对自己的身体感到羞耻。
It is one thing to try to make us understand properly what it is like to appreciate the body.
其实这是让我们来借此来深思神赐给我们的身体，我们是应该怎样的看待它。
But when you see a trend.
当我们看到这么一个趋势
of willingly, shamelessly exposing yourself and refusing to have another person call you out.
另外一个趋势就是说，有的人他穿的越来越少，越来越暴露的时候，当别人来指出这一点。
And in fact, the person who is modest and appropriate is being shamed for calling someone out.
而同时呢，这个就是穿着合宜的人把这个穿着暴露的人揪出来的时候，反而是这个穿着合宜的人感到很羞耻。
Is it any wonder that the hearts are is because the hearts are far away from God?
这种奇怪的情形不会让我们反思，就是说是实在是我们的人心越来越远离神吗
？There's no acknowledgement of who we are as redeemed sinners.
有很多时候我们不知道我们是被神救赎的罪人。
But more and more in the arena of fashion, we are our own God.
但是呢，在这个时尚的这个圈子里，我们越来越成为自己的主宰，自己的上帝。
This is about 50% of the sermon.
我只讲了这个准备的二分之一。
And so I'm going to very briefly just give you some of the three reasons of why we make this.Why this issue of fashion is so explosive?
我在这里呢，只想讲三个原因，就是解释为什么这个潮流、这个时尚是这么一个敏感的话题。
I won't go into details.
我不会具体的细节的讲。
We can talk later.
我们可以以后再说。
Or it could be scheduled for the second half of a combined next time.
或者呢，我们下次联合崇拜再继续。
But all desires do die hard.
但是呢，就是说一些老的这种习惯是不容易消除的。
And the area of fashion is now an area of rebellion against God and an unbelief of a holy God.
这个其实这个时尚的这个圈子呢，也是一个叛逆的圈子，一个背弃神的圈子。
And there are these three, at least these three toxins of our souls that cause us to be careless about modesty and appropriateness.
至少呢, 我们的灵魂中有三种毒素来使我们不会, 庄重的,
And these are the three, and they are all interconnected, in fact.
这就是这三点,
First, we underestimate the extent of our depravity.
第一点就是说我们低估了我们的败坏。
Sisters, don't think that brothers in Christ suffer the temptation of lust.
这个姊妹们从来没有想到这个弟兄会，即使是在神里，他还会有这种肉欲的这种挑战。
Perhaps brothers in Christ think that, oh, sisters in Christ, they should be fine. They're not as visual and physical as we are.
弟兄们会说啊，这个姐妹们也没有关系的，他们对我们穿什么也不会在乎。
But think again.
但是仔细思想。
The depravity goes deep in both genders.
这种败坏其实在任何一个性别里边都是非常深的。
And just on a very practical level.
在一个非常实用的层面。
Please think three times, four times before we post on Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter or Facebook. Please.
当我们在社交的这种平台上放一些照片的时候，请大家慎重三思。
None of us want to be that person who caused that nasty surprise on a brother or a sister who is intent on walking the life of godliness.
我们每个人都不应该成为一个圣洁的，这个神的跟随者的这种，给他们一个非常让人讨厌的不悦的这样的惊讶。
Because images don't go away easily.
因为一旦看了那个图片，他很难从脑中抹杀那个图片。
If I can just be very specific, any poolside, any beach pictures, any pictures that really reveal yourself, please do not post them.
所以我也想希望大家不要把那些游泳池的或者是在沙滩上的那些那种照片放上去。
For both brothers and sisters.
不仅是姊妹，还有弟兄都要这样。
This is only the beginning of the iceberg that we can talk about when we talk about underestimating the extent of our depravity.
就是当我们讨论这个人的败坏的时候，刚才说的只不过是冰山的一角。
But please do hear the heart of our brothers and our sisters.
但是请听这些弟兄姊妹的心声。
There is a reason why the flag bearer of Tonga all of a sudden became a trending sexual object.
就是有一个原因啊，就是某个这个运动员，他忽然之间成为了这种时尚的这种标志。
Because the eyes are looking, the flesh is lusting.
是因为我们的眼睛在看，我们的肉体在被引诱。
It takes a very strong, fortified mind in the grace of God to look away when Gisele Bündchen is walking down that 400 meters during the Olympic opening.
就是真是要需要来自神的力量和坚定，我们才能够把我们的眼目移开。
This is as explicit as I will be from the pulpit.
所以在讲台上，我只会严谨于此。
Depravity hits both the males and females.
这种败坏不仅是影响弟兄，也影响姊妹。
And surprise, it shows up now that female addiction to sex and pornography is on the rise.
就是很让人惊讶的，其实这个女性也有这种。 沉浸在网色情里边不可自拔。
It used to be thought that there's a myth that it's only the guys who suffer. No.
过去的人们认为好像只有弟兄有这个问题，其实不然。
Sin touches us all.
这个罪是影响了每一个人。
And with that sin, we are often blind to our selfishness.
因为这个罪，我们也对我们的自私视而不见。
Common explanations given of refusing to budge in terms of what is appropriate and modest. For example, personal taste, comfort, I need to be competitive with others to stay attractive. It's very inconvenient shopping nowadays.
这个自私就表现在我们对别人提出的一些建议，我们就是充耳不闻，我们会给出各种各样的理由，说啊，我太忙啊，这样才舒服啊，这就是我个人的这个喜好啊，等等。
It's not just for the sisters. Men shopping is increasingly problematic.
不仅是对于姊妹来说，对于弟兄，其实现在这个买合宜的衣服也是一个很大的挑战。
But I look to friends, I look to video bloggers who say that out of the love for Christ, they now make their own clothes, or they just simply refuse to buy the trendy stuff, or they make adjustments so that they can serve their brothers and sisters in a godly way.
但是我也有一些朋友，他们如果买不到合宜的衣服，他们愿意自己做，或者是把买来的呢做一些调整。这样的话呢，就是出于对弟兄姊妹的爱，他们愿意付上这些 这些劳动。
We're also blind to our selfishness when we say, you know what, we should just teach them not to look.
还有一种这种自私的表现是什么呢？就是我穿的暴露啊，那你们不要看嘛。
There is, yeah, just go online, you see that all the time.
如果你到网上会发现有很多人发这样的议论。
Let me do what I want, but whatever effect I have on you, hey, come on, you got to be strong enough to deflect it.
就是说，我想穿什么就穿什么，对你有不好的影响吗？哎呀，你应该是很强壮的，你可以来抵制这些不好的影响。
Yes, we have our personal responsibility to treat one another with purity.
我们每一个人都有责任用圣洁来彼此相待。
But consider this.
我们来考虑这一点。
The serpent was also cursed.
就是那个蛇也是被诅咒的。
He wasn't the one who bit into the forbidden fruit.
他不是那个吃了禁果的。
But he is the one who is getting demolished, vanquished for all eternity.
但是在永恒里边，他是被击垮的。
For those of us who spring nasty surprises on our brothers and sisters, we are answerable before Jesus Christ.
对于我们那些穿着暴露来就是让弟兄姊妹跌倒的人，我们在神面前我们要负责的。
And last and very importantly, maybe we are ignorant of or we are lukewarm towards our new identity as Christians.
最后一个原因就是说，我们可能是那种冷漠的，或者是那种不冷不热的基督徒。我们对于我们在耶稣基督里的新身份，我们对于天国子民的这个身份，我们没有在意。
We don't quite see that we're under a new management.
我们并没有发现，其实我们是在一个新的管理之下。
There was this vlogger, a video blogger, who said this.
有一个这样的网上的博客这样说。
She spoke about summer dresses that are cute.
他就在讨论这种夏天的一些装束，就是非常可爱的。
Immodest, inappropriate, but cute.
就是不庄重、不合宜，但是很漂亮。
So she said here, we are not here in the kingdom of God just to be cute.
所以这个作者说到，我们在神的国度里不是来扮可爱。
We are here to be holy.
我们在这里追求圣洁。
God is a holy God.
神是一个圣洁的神。
Before we go to cute, let's go to holy.
我们与其说是我们追求这个漂亮可爱，更多的让我们来追求圣洁。
And truly, while our one holy dress code is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以这个最终的这种基督徒的穿衣标准就是说是主耶稣。
Let us remind ourselves that we are to be clothed in Christ.
让我们不断地提醒自己，我们应该披戴主耶稣。
And to be clothed in Christ is to be clad in modesty, which is the attitude of humility.
当我们披戴主耶稣的时候，我们自然就会有一个庄重的、合宜的穿着。
In Philippians chapter 2 tells us that this is the face and action and attitude of humility.
在腓立比书二章就提到了，这是神所喜悦的我们的心智。
If Jesus is willing for the goodness of all men to die even on a cross,
如果耶稣为了所有人的好处，他愿意在十字架上受苦。
For us who are such recipients of such grace,
我们这些接受这样莫大恩典的人，
is it so hard to put away particular clothing choices for the sake of the kingdom of God?
为了神的国度的原因，我们把一些不合适的衣服扔掉，难道很难吗？
And Isaiah 53 tells us that really his attraction is not in his external.
在以赛亚书五十三章，他也说到，耶稣的魅力、吸引力不在于他的外表。
And all of you are good looking, so don't feel bad for being good looking. God gave you that.
如果你长得很美，不要觉得不好，因为是神赐给你的美貌。
But also understand that the attraction for the world to come in is not by our looks, but by love.
但是我们也要记住，我们的真正的吸引力不在于我们的外表，而是在于我们心中的爱。
There's nothing in his appearance that we would desire him, and yet he is our ultimate desire in life. Why?
主耶稣并不是很英俊的人，但是他是所有的人的吸引的中心。为什么会这样呢？
Because he is holy, he is love.
因为他是圣洁的，他是充满爱的。
And that is what God has now given us.
这也是神对我们的期望。
And so while God has not left us with a pictorial manual on how to dress,
虽然神没有给我们一个图画书告诉我们应该怎样穿衣，
we have his inspired word.
但是我们有他的话语。
Go into the word and read.
去翻开圣经来自己读。
And we will put on Christ.
我们要披戴主耶稣。
We will be modest as he is modest.
我们会 谦卑，正如他谦卑。
Jesus tells us a new command, the commandment that he has given us, that we love one another as he has loved us.
耶稣给了我们的新命令，因正如他爱我们，要我们彼此相爱。
That way the world will know us.
这样我们彼此相爱的时候，神就认，世人就认出我们是神的门徒。
They will know who our master is, Jesus Christ himself.
世人就会认识我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
May putting on clothes be yet another of our act of worship and thanksgiving unto God.
希望我们的穿着打扮也是我们遵从神，遵行他教导的一部分。
As we learn to serve and love one another by how we dress.
我们选择合宜的衣服也是在彼此相爱来建造弟兄姊妹。
There's much more to be said.
说了这么多。
But please remember.
请记住。
Start our meditation with Christ as our dress code.
记住，主耶稣基督是我们的穿衣标准。
Jesus Christ is our dress.
耶稣基督是我们的穿衣标准。
And we thank him for that.
我们谢谢神。
And I trust that the Spirit will start to work in our hearts and we will learn how to dress.
我也确信圣灵会在我们的心中动工。教导我们如何来穿衣。
Together, we can encourage one another.
我们作为一个整体，我们可以彼此激励。
We can account for one another.
我们可以为彼此负责。
All this for the love of God.
所行的这一切都是出于对神的爱。
As we come to the Lord's table this morning.
当我们今天早上领受圣餐的时候。
Let's take some time.
让我们来花一点时间。
Ask the Spirit to minister to us.
让圣灵对我们的心说话。
That this is a time that we can confess and repent of sins in immodesty and inappropriateness.
在这里呢，我们也为我们自己的不庄重、不合宜来向神认罪。
It's not just in our clothing, it could be in our speech, in our thought, in our overall person.
这个不庄重整洁其实不仅仅限于我们的衣着打扮，还有我们的谈吐、我们的行事为人很多地方。
But as we take some time to reflect,
当我们花一点时间来反省的时候
also have God have faith in God's faithfulness not just to forgive us of our transgressions but also strengthen us in our pursuit of godliness
让我们也有确信神不仅可以赦免我们的罪而且他有能力使我们更新
be in remembrance that Christ died for us
我们要记着耶稣为我们受死
he loves us
他爱我们
and for all the sacrifices that he has given to us there is suchgrace that will transform us.
他赐给我们这样的恩典，可以让我们更新，成为一个新人。
He's risen from the dead to grant us the divine power in the presence for life and godliness.
他的复活给了我们这样的能力，可以战胜一切罪。
There is also such hope for the future of eternal security and blessedness in God.
而且我们在主里边也有一个盼望，盼望在永生里的与神同在的那种安全感。
By the gospel, we can now live unto Christ.
借着福音，我们可以像耶稣基督一样行事为人。
So let us now take some time in moments of reflection and confession before our God.
所以我们现在花一点时间在神面前来思想。
Our Father in heaven.
我们的天父。
Truly you are holy.
你真的是圣洁的。
Truly you are love.
你真的是充满爱。
We thank you for your faithfulness.
我们谢谢你的信实。
That you bring about such righteousness upon us by the righteousness of Christ.
借着主耶稣基督，你也给我们这个正直。
Please humble us.
求你让我们在你面前谦卑。
To know that this is your favor.
让我们知道这是你对我们的特别的恩典。
To us who are undeserving.
给我们这些不配的罪人。
And yet, God, you have made us honorable members of your household.
你也使我们成为你的家庭里边得享荣耀的一员。
As we eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
当我们用这个饼喝这个杯的时候。
May your spirit guide us.
愿你的灵来指引我们。
So that our heart is committed to following Jesus.
使我们的心可以立定心志来跟随主耶稣。
And as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup in remembrance of our Lord,
我们这样吃这个饼喝这个杯是来纪念我们的主。
It is done in a manner worthy of our Lord.
我们是用一个与我们得救的身份相配的这样的一个态度，一个方式来领。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话语。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，举起饼来，掰碎了，就说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们吃的时候当如此行，为的是纪念我。
If I could invite the helpers to come forward,
请司礼的同工到前面来。
And for all of us who are receiving the bread.
对于我们所有领受这个饼的人
Let us take heed of the word of the Lord.
让我们真的是思想神的话语
And remember the body that was broken for us.
让我们纪念神耶稣为我们破碎的身体
That we come before him both with a contrite heart as well as a thankful heart.
让我们到他的面前来有敬畏的心也有一个感恩的心
The bread is for Christians only.
这个饼是只给基督徒的。
So if you're not yet a Christian,
如果您还没有成为基督徒
we look forward to the day that you will be one.
我们盼望的有一天你会成为
a lover of Jesus Christ.
成为一个爱神的人。
But as for now,
但是现在
we do ask you to allow the tray to pass from before you.
请你就把这个盘从你面前传过去。
But at the same time, we do invite you to observe the ceremony.
也请你一同观礼。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话语。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
饭后，耶稣又举起杯来说，这是我立约的血。你们每分喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们吃这饼，喝这杯，是要纪念神的。直等到他再来。
Let us continue to be in meditation before our Lord.
让我们继续在神的面前静默。
Taking heed to the word of Lord.
思索他的话语。
That we remember blood was shed.
我们要记着血流出来。
Our sins were cleansed.
我们的罪得洁净。
Yet there is this new covenant.
我们与神有这样的新约。
A covenant that God binds himself to his people.
借着这个新约，神和他的子民联合在一起。
For that we give thanks.
因此我们献上感谢。
And so again, the cup is only for Christians.
同样这个饼这个杯也是为基督徒的。
We do ask you to, if you're not yet a Christian, to allow the tray to pass from before you.
如果你还不是基督徒，就请把这个盘从你面前传过去。
We do invite you to observe the ceremony.
我们请你们在旁边观礼。
Dear brothers and sisters, may you stand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，请起立。
As we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
让我们一起来用这个饼，喝这个杯。
Let us remember the gospel.
让我们记得福音。
Let us eat and drink with thanksgiving and cheer.
让我们用一颗感恩的心来领这个饼和杯。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
by your Spirit,
依着你的灵，
conform us to the image of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们越来越学习主耶稣基督的样式。
We thank you for receiving us into your holy presence.
我们谢谢你把我们接纳到你的国度里来。
As you lovingly cover our sins by the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
因为你用着耶稣基督的公义来遮盖我们。
May it be true that in whatever we do it unto the glory of you.
愿我们所做的一切事都是为了带给主耶稣荣耀。
We thank you for the broken body.
我们谢谢你让耶稣在十字架上破碎。
We thank you for the blood that was shed.
我们也谢谢你让他的血流出来。
We thank you for the glorious resurrection and the second coming of our Lord.
我们也谢谢你让耶稣有那样荣耀的复活，我们也盼望他的再来。
With all of that, we ask for strength for this day.
我们也向你求力量。
We pray this in the name of the precious, in the precious name of our Lord. Amen.
我们这样是借着耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。